When Larry Hogan ran for governor the first time in 2014, he financed his campaign by tapping into a state public campaign fund. Today, the Baltimore County Council will consider a similar fund for county candidates. WYPR's John Lee has more.
Baltimore County Executive Johnny Oshefsky wants county taxpayers to pay for the fund that could be used by candidates running for county council or county executive. He says the idea is to give candidates who don't have deep pockets a shot of winning.
It's a great way to combat the influence of special interest and big money in politics, and provides an alternative for those seeking office and for citizens to hold their government accountable.
Oshefsky himself spent more than $1 million getting elected county executive last year. The administration estimates the fund would cost $4.3 million every four-year election cycle. If the county council approves it, it would then go on the November 2020 ballot for voters to decide the issue. Howard, Prince George's, and Montgomery counties have similar programs. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
Baltimore County Councilman Julian Jones says he is opposed to the proposal. Jones calls it an inappropriate use of tax dollars.